God of Life, Lead Us to Justice and Peace is the theme of the World Council of Churches 10th Assembly taking place in Busan, Korea this week. But how are Christians around the world putting that slogan into practice? In particular, how are they responding to the ongoing challenge of the HIV/AIDS epidemic that continues to target the poorest and most marginalized in our societies? Philippa Hitchens spoke to Michel Sidibe, the head of UNAIDS. The man from Mali is a man with a threefold mission: to eliminate new infections from the HIV virus, to eliminate AIDS-related deaths, and to stamp out discrimination of those living with the once deadly disease.
I think what we need really to do is to make sure that we place, like I said, the human dignity at the center of our action. If we collectively accept that we should not marginalize, we should not exclude, we should not create a world where some people will have and others will not have, of course we will be progressing together. But what we need today from the church is to really push this debate of social justice, of no one should be left behind, because it's difficult to be in 21st century and have 18 million people who are waiting for treatment and their life are hanging in the balance. So for me, the voice of the church should be stronger to really remove this dark part. And also we need to be courageous to say that we need to talk about sexuality. We need to really bring universal sexuality education in the way that young people are equipped so they can be able to negotiate in responsible manner their sexuality, but not continuing to make them believing that we can hide ourselves from the reality of today, and that is important.
Do you see these attitudes changing within the Catholic Church?
I am seeing that every single day, the attitude changing. We are talking about today more freely about people who are injecting drugs, a sex worker, a gay community. And for me, it's not to promote homosexuality. It is to promote the protection of vulnerables. What I'm talking about is to say that we should not exclude anyone. We should not send people underground because their social status or because who they love. What we need is a caring society, bringing them with us. And when they're excluding because bad laws, where they will go? I think I am not seeing many homes which could really be compassionate more than the church and mosque. So why we will not open more our doors?